Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken to empowerment because it's time. This is Carolyn Parisi. Let's save America now because we need to awaken her. You know why? Woke is a joke. Yes, it is. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Amazing. Amazing. So, hey, yeah, everything's just higher in 2022. Like, yeah, gas prices, murders in the cities. Yeah. Not Biden's IQ, that's for doggone sure. Come on, man. And our vibe is not higher. You know what? It is time. People need to awaken. We need to awaken to truth. And that other police officer died in New York today. Two officers were killed. You know what? Yes, cops' lives do matter. BLM had their little rant. Oh, every time a cop gets killed, you know, can't we just wait to see? You know something? These people are a bunch of Marxist racists. Black Lives Matter, you're Marxist racist, and America has no room for you in it because all lives matter. You know something? We are endowed by a creator, and our creator created us perfectly, black, white, yellow, brown. And by the way, just in case you didn't notice, people are not black and people are not white. People can be a little more brown, but you know something? Beautiful. Our color of our skin is beautiful no matter what it is. And we're beautiful because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made by God Almighty. And with that, let us go to the throne. Father God, we thank you for this year, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this country, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us, that we are to be stewards of, Lord. And Lord, show us our way here in this country. Let us learn to be better and love each other more and serve each other. That's what we are here for, to honor you and serve each other, God. Enough of this nonsense and this division, because, God, they're trying to take you out of everything. And, God, without you, we are nothing. Ronald Reagan said it. If we ever forget we're one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. So, God, let people remember who you are. Let this new great awakening be the time that people actually come to you and press into you for answers, Lord. And let's do it as a country. And let us get back to our good and godly principles. And let us learn to love one another. This mark of vision, God, we know it's from the enemy, and we rebuke the enemy by the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this country. We just ask you, Lord, to expose the truth. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you're with us. Anoint our words today in Jesus' name. Amen. So, anybody been hearing about Build Back Better? And the Great Reset, and meeting 201 or 210, and all of this stuff. Oh, yeah, these people want to control everything. They want to control every aspect of your life. In fact, by 2025, any new car is going to have a tracking device in it. Yeah, isn't that special? Isn't that special? They can cut you off if they don't like you. You know what? Bafangul. Okay? Oh, by the way, I had COVID. My husband had COVID. And fabulous. No big deal. Knocked my butt for like 2 weeks. Tired, fever, achy. But guess what? Still here. And now, guess what? The good Lord has given me natural antibodies. Yes, I was at a super spreader event for Christmas, and about 8 people got the COVID. And, yes, tested positive. My husband tested positive. Just kind of hung out at home for a couple weeks. Fabulous. So, you know what? And people that are, a couple people that got this thing were jabbed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? They're lying to you. This whole plandemic is a joke. I've been taking, downloading all these different webinars. And you better watch your money, folks, because they're coming for that next, okay? And I wish I had me some. I'd like to get me some winning lottery tickets. In fact, I'm anointed and appointed. I believe I will win the lottery. That'd be great. And I could go ahead and do my part to really help change the world. You see, I mean, we come from a place of peace and love. We need to believe there is good in the world, and we need to be that good. And we rise by lifting others. Not what our country was founded on. Our country was founded on principles, and we have a constitution. And yes, it was written by white men, but guess what? They were escaping tyranny, okay? I mean, seriously. People, we've got to really reawaken America. We have got to do the right thing. We have to take our country back, because we will totally lose all of our freedoms. The way this thing is going, I challenge everyone to go check out The Great Reset. I've got tons and tons and tons of information to share. I've got all these webinars I still have to do. Folks, health-wise, awakened wellness, really start getting yourself healthy. If you're overweight, lose weight. Start walking every day. If you live in an apartment building, hallways. Walk your hallways. Go up, go down. Just start going out and doing stuff. And this whole thing is just, this whole pandemic is just a scam. It's for control. It's more control over people. And what you do with your body, you know what? I'll decide, I'm the one who calls the shots, okay? I'll decide. My body, my choice, all right? And friends, just start waking up and wake others up. And go check out The Great Reset. And go check out, there was some meeting. Oh, my God, it's frightening. Actually, I probably have it here. Let me see. I could read some of it. But really, friends, the whole COVID thing, and I have a propensity to have asthmatic lungs. I hate to, like, call stuff, you know. Sometimes you got to be smart when you say stuff. But, all right, let's see if we can find it here. Hang on. Hang on. So many things. I've got, like, 72,000 windows open. Here. The World Economic Forum, Davos. You could actually read the agenda here. Yes, so go to Davos. The World Economic Forum is the international organization for public-private cooperation. The forum engages in the foremost political, business, cultural, and other leaders of society. See, leaders, they call themselves, of society, to shape global, regional, and industry agendas. Yes, called control. It was established in 1971 as a non-for-profit foundation and is headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. Don't they have, like, no taxes there or something? I don't know. It is independent, impartial, and not tied to any special interest except their own and taking control. That was mine. Thank you. The forum strives in all its efforts to demonstrate entrepreneurship in the global public interest while upholding the highest standard of governance. Moral and intellectual integrity, yeah, is at the heart of everything it does. Yeah, their morals and their integrity. Okay, means to control you. Our activities are shaped by a unique institutional culture founded on the stakeholder theory, which asserts that an organization is accountable to all parts of society. The institution carefully blends and balances the best of many kinds of organizations from both public and private sectors, international organizations, and academic institutions. We believe that progress happens by bringing together people from all walks of life. That sounds great. We have the drive and influence to make positive change. Now, that sounds fabulous, right? Unfortunately, what it does, it wants to take control, okay? There's a whole manifesto. It talks about Build Back Better, all this crazy stuff, friends. And there was something called Agenda 201. I wish I could remember. Dang. Also, I want everybody to take a look. Go online, and there's a whole book. And it's the Rockefeller Foundation, and it's the Global Business Network, and it's Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. And it was written in 2010, and it's extremely interesting. It's extremely interesting. I mean, this is from them. I didn't make this stuff up. they create these little scenarios where and what they could do to go ahead and, you know, control the agenda and global and political economic alignment, really, lockstep, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growth, lockstep, okay? That's what they want. That's what they want. See, they want to take over scenario narratives, timeline, short descriptions. I mean, this is crazy, scary shit. Lockstep, a world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and citizen pushback. Sound like anything? And they talk about a pandemic in here. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up, okay? I could go ahead and read this. I just don't feel like focusing on that right now because there's so much more. And I just, it's just too much. You can Google half of this stuff yourself. I don't know if there's anything. You know, maybe we should do some positive stuff, you know, like pray that out of this glory, of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you, empower through his spirit in your inner being. It's Ephesians 3:16. Okay? No longer stress. Everything's going to go work out, and it's divine timing. We need time for stillness. You need to pray without ceasing. Good old Amazon is not allowing people to sell NAC, I'm sorry, which is good for the lungs, good for the brain. Yeah. Good old Amazon, what are you going to do? They're another one. They're part of a big corporation tied in with big pharma, tied in with, you know, big government. You know what? It's time to get back to the garden, folks. Get back, keeping it real. So this is something. If we eliminate the filibuster here, America could quickly descend into tyranny. People, if you're safe, heed this warning. Your religious liberty can be in grave danger if this party in power succeeds at changing the Senate rules. And the filibuster is an essential part of our legislative process, a necessary guardrail that protects our God-given rights from being taken away at a moment's notice. The founders designed that the Senate to be more deliberative and more slowly than the House of Representatives. The filibuster rule is to lead to extend sessions of speech-making, prolonging debate, in an effort to delay or stop a bill from moving forward, okay? And needs a 60-vote majority, okay? It's definitely, and this is not from me. This is written by Jorge Gomez on January 21st. So it's something that gives us moderation, and our founders were brilliant putting it in our Constitution. Okay, once the filibuster's gone, the article says other destructive measures would likely surface soon after, court packing. You know, I mean, look at this. Look at the mess that we're in. Look at what's going on here. Look what's going on in Ukraine, because they see weakness. Okay, weakness. Okay. We need to awaken America. We need to show up, stand up, speak up. We cannot put up, shut up, and we can never give up. Okay. So there's so much I want to share with you. I got to start being more disciplined about doing the show. I was sick, and I was very tired. I mean, I was sick. I mean, I had a fever, 102, body ached, fine, great. Just note, I have not been sick since, I don't know, 1989 maybe, 90, before I got married. So, remember, be the solution. Be the solution. Make history and just resist, okay? Don't let somebody tell you to do something you don't want to do. You are a sovereign citizen, okay? And this whole thing, divorcing someone, it totally violates any type of ethics laws. Remember, the vaxes are gene therapy. They're not really vaccines. And really, the public needs to combat this. And you know what? We need to go ahead and use those fabulous, that hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin. It's almost impossible to get. And doctors are really stupid. My husband's doctor was amazing. She's like, oh, there's nothing I could do for you. What good are you? So I would find and link into those America's frontline doctors. With the COVID, they're good. They get it. And, you know, we need to repurpose the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, because they're cheaper. Big Pharma's making a shit ton of money on this other stuff, and I'm sure we've discussed this before. But I've been taking a lot of webinars. You know, and, you know, this whole thing is to divide us, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus came that we could have life more abundantly. So we have to focus on the change, okay? We have to be the transformation and the change we wish to see. So I'm not going to bambolonia on here. This is Carol Ann Parisi. This is Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth Show, and we got to save our country. We have to be free. Freedom is number one. Faith, family, peace, love, and empowerment. And, you know, it's really, it's our country, it's our time, and we have to just be grateful for this great country. We have to stay positive, and we have to tell the truth. It's time to tell people the truth, friends. So I want to thank you for joining me on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I will do more shows that are deep dive. I just haven't done a show since last year, and I'm like, you know what? You got to start doing stuff. You got to start. It's the new year, and I, you know, started out the year testing positive for COVID. So I am definitely been feeling better for about a week now, and I've been procrastinating doing the show because, like, I've been taking all these webinars, learning about herbs and self-sustainment. It's fabulous. You know, there's a lot of really good herbs out there and vitamins that can really, you know, help your brain and help your life and help your immune system. And we're going to go into a lot of that stuff this year because your health is your number one thing. Freedom is number one. You know, actually, first thing is your relationship with God. Then, you know, your health, your family, you know, we got to have a free country, though. You want to be jabbed every time your government tells you, or you want shit put in you? I don't know, man. They have the technology to do it. Yeah, anybody get their vax passport? You get it right injected under your skin, yeah. All right, friends, I'm going to be enough here. we're going to focus on positive. Lots of things, we become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have, whatever our heart desires. And like it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we can do this. We can do this as a country. We need to reach other people and talk to them and tell people the truth. Truth is a high vibe, and be part of the high vibe tribe. But you know what's really interesting? I see a lot more people are starting to awaken to wellness and awaken to this, like, this new vibe here. So thank you for joining me. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, peace of mind. Here's Boston. And go find some solutions. I'll be back. I'll do this again, maybe 15 minutes. I'll start planning the shows better. I just was doing a lot of things today. And just so glad to be back. I did walk on the treadmill that I got in 1996 for 3 miles. Fabulous. Loved it. Okay. Be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and peace of mind for all. Bye-bye.